90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City, Community Radio. Streaming online at www.kkfi.org.
The views and opinions of this program are those of its host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of 90.1 FM, KKFI, Midcoast Radio Project, or its staff and volunteers.
Good morning and welcome to Cowtown Conversations. I'm your hostess, Marvita Oliver. Today we have a table full of lovely ladies, I'll have to say. We're going to be talking to some people who can help you with the season that we're in today, and that's the tax season. It's tax time, and we're talking to Jennifer Williams, Shatomi Lester Edwards, and Brenna Duffy. They're all representing Connecting for Good, and they're going to be talking to us about the Volunteer Tax Assistance Program, or VITA, and that's an organization that helps those with low income file their income taxes. So I want to welcome you all to Cowtown Conversations.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Good morning. And Jennifer, I'm going to start with you. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and how you became connected with Connecting for Good?
Goodness. We have to keep it short.
Oh, sure.
So the Cliff Note version is I went to grad school. Can you hear me? I went to grad school in New York City, and I had moved back, and I was just kind of like looking for opportunities to kind of opportunities to kind of work with the community more hands-on. And I actually joined AmeriCorps, which is kind of like, for people who don't know, it's kind of like Peace Corps, but it's focused on domestic causes. And this was a position that came up. I applied for it. I got it. And I'm actually in a second term now because I wanted to kind of stay through and make sure that, because we did kind of change our partnerships from Next Step to Connecting for Good. And so, yeah, this is my second year, and I love this program, and I love talking about it.
Great.
So this.
Well, thanks. Great. We're glad to have you here. Shatomi, how about you? How did you happen to get involved with Connecting for Good?
So I am involved with the community. The community is my passion. And I have always been involved with the VITA program, the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. I also am currently working with the University of Missouri. And so that partnership was together with them. And so I have been helping and guiding and moving along with Connecting for Good as it relates to VITA.
Okay, and Miss Brenna, how about yourself? How did you get here?
So I am the newest addition to the VITA team. I've just been here for about 2 months now, but I was very excited to come on. I have a background in assisting people navigate Medicaid and Social Security and Medicare, and so helping people with tax returns was kind of a very easy transition for me because I just want people to be able to navigate government agencies the best that we can. If we can help them get a refund, I'm all about that.
All right, and it's the same type of forms that they're bringing to fill out those forms, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Yep. Well, hey, ladies, so glad to have you here. This can be a very nerve-wracking time for people right now, taxes, getting your taxes done. But hopefully you'll be able to help them have some solutions so that they can have it a little easier this tax season. So can you, first of all, can you tell us a little bit about what the mission Connecting for Good is?
So the mission of Connecting for Good is to provide internet access, computers, and digital skills training to community partners and help low and moderate income communities. So that's really a very fancy way of saying we are trying to bridge the digital divide. We want an internet, a laptop, and every home in the Kansas City metro.
All right. And you're saying, all of you were telling me that you have a passion for the community. Why do you feel that? How do you feel that Connecting for Good is impacting the community based on your mission statement?
I think I won't say that I'm like a super nerd or anything, but you know, I consider myself tech savvy, but that is just one of those kind of, it's kind of part of the poverty gap, you could say, not being able to have internet at home, and, you know, kids can't do their homework. So many of the job applications nowadays are, you know, you have to go online. So having that access is, I mean, it's like having the gas, it's having the electric. It really is a utility in people's everyday lives. So I think that the mission of kind of being able to provide access to the technology as well as, you know, doing the educational piece that Connecting for Good does too is really vital.
Well, thank you. So is Connecting for Good, is that a for a 501c3 nonprofit?
Yes, it is.
And so, Ms. Chitomi, can you tell me, I have some homeowners who tell me I don't do computer. When you get somebody who says I don't do computer, do you just let them stay away from the computer? Or are you able to persuade them and kind of cajole them onto the computer so that they can maybe change their mind about that?
Sure. You know, when you go through life, there's all types of things that you may or may not feel comfortable with. And I think that is the best thing about Connecting for Good is not only the facilities and bridging the digital divide, but the people. And the people at Connecting for Good bring that warm, welcoming atmosphere to help people feel comfortable with going into something that they may not necessarily feel comfortable with. So if that is computer skills, or if that is VITA, the Volunteer Income Tax Program, at times taxes can be intimidating for most. And when you have an opportunity to do something for the community and it's for free, that provides a bigger opportunity than you normally have.
Oh, that's great. So it's a service that you provide to the community. So your vision is connected communities through digital equality. So we're looking to see that in the future. And what you were saying, Jennifer, about having computer skills is like a utility. It's like having gas or running water. These days, if you don't have it, you're kind of in the where are you coming from? You're a little bit behind in things.
And I think what's also great about Connecting for Good is that when people come in either to get their taxes done or to take a class or just, you know, use the lab, that people are incredibly empathetic, welcoming, and so it's not like you're walking into this really intense, stiff environment. You're like, wow, I don't belong here, and everyone, you know, should have a seat at the digital table.
I found that it's a little about the language. I know when I was learning computer, I found it to be difficult, mainly because of the way they talked about it and the way that everything was presented.
Tech jargon.
Yes, it was like, and then somebody came and was talking like regular to me, and I was like, oh, that's what that means? You know, so is that the type of thing that you find, Chitomi, when you're working with people? And tell me, what is your job at Connecting for Good?
So I am the liaison, so I will help facilitate tax knowledge as well as navigate through the system, and then if at times work and interact with volunteers. So that would be my role at Connecting for Good. And to your point, you know, you do have to break it down. When you talk to people and you're talking to individuals who may not be familiar with a particular subject matter, it does not make sense to talk over someone's head, because you will never learn. That's all adult learning. So yes, we take it down to the level that it needs to be taken down to, and then we move forward from there.
Okay, great. So what are the programs that you guys offer at Connecting for Good, Brenna?
So we've touched on a few of them. We definitely have some digital literacy classes. So if you want to come in and get trained on your computer skills, we have everything from, you know, the basics all the way up to a Cisco class, which is a high-tech class that not even I am, you know, very... I don't know much about that. That's above my technical skills.
Okay.
But in our classes, you know, they're for everyone. We have, actually, Carol is one of our instructors, and she's in her 80s, and I don't think she would mind me saying that. And so she's great for our senior population to come in and learn from her and know that they can do it too.
Mm-hmm.
We have open lab hours. So if you need to come in and use the computer, either to print something or fax something, you can come in and do that. We have open lab hours at our Kansas City, Kansas site, and a lot of kids come in after schools, and they just use that, you know, to play video games and hang out and have a space to be with community and friends, and we think that's really important. And then, of course, we have our laptop program where you can come in and purchase a laptop at a price that we think is affordable to make sure that you have something in your home as well.
Well, speaking of being able to come into the center, where are you guys located?
So our center in Kansas City, Missouri is at 3210 Michigan. So it's right near Linwood and 71 Highway. It's a big church that's been renovated. It's a very cool building. You can't miss it. And then in Kansas City, Kansas, we're at 2006 North 3rd Street. So kind of near downtown, and you can come into any of our sites. We're there Monday through Friday, you know, 9 to 5.
All right. Thank you for giving us those locations. Once again, that's the Linwood Area Computer Center at 3210 Michigan Avenue in Kansas City, Missouri, and the Northeast Wyandotte County Computer Center at 2006 North 3rd Street in Kansas City, Kansas. The number for the Linwood area is 816-559-7077, and the number for the Kansas City, Kansas Center is 913-730-0677. Well, we know where you guys are. Now, can you tell us, Jennifer, a little bit about the partners that you have, your community partners? Or can whoever, you know. Whoever.
Do you mean the sites that we work with, or... Mm-hmm. Well, we have, I believe, 12 this year.
Oh, great.
So we have kind of like our core sites that we have almost every year, mm-hmm. and this year we've added a couple of new ones, including the Urban League of Kansas City. They are one of our drop-off sites, and drop-off just means that you can leave your taxes, it'll be prepared, you can come back and get it up, especially if you don't have a lot of time to wait, because uh-huh. sometimes the wait lines can be really long, so you can take care of that. And we have sites located in both sides of the state line, so KCKSI, we also have a site out in Olathe, and several points in the Kansas City metro.
Okay, and so that's really great. So you can actually, if you go online to Connecting for Good, would you be able to find where those sites are located?
Yes.
Okay, and that's Connecting, what's the website again?
It's connectingforgood.org.
Okay, connectingforgood.org, just like the words.
just like words. It sounds.
Right. So let's, well, we've been talking about the VITA program. Can you tell us a little bit more about VITA, what it is, and how long has the program been in operation?
So VITA stands for Volunteer Income Tax Assistance. It started out as a program from the IRS to kind of assist people who may have problems getting their taxes prepared. They don't want to do it themselves. And a lot of the kind of big tier companies are quite expensive. So, I mean, you could spend like $200 or $300 on a basic return.
It's true.
It's been available in Kansas City for several years now. And in Connecting for Good, we became kind of like the flagship side. So they've taken over for Next Step KC, which was the former partner, so it's Connecting for Good now, and we've been doing that for like 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else?
Oh, that's fine. So, and Ms. Shatomi, can families and single people apply? Who can apply to
get
their taxes done?
Quite frankly, I wouldn't even segment it to an individual or a family.
Okay.
It's anyone who makes $60,000 or below. And then for a family, it might be a little bit more. But any and all are welcome. That mm-hmm. is the purpose of the VITA program. And it was in existence and is in existence because of the IRS. And they partner, when you talk about partnerships, that's one of the partners mm-hmm. within this program.
Okay, so that's a good thing to know. So when you're going to one of these VITA centers or mm-hmm. locations, you're going to have your taxes prepared by somebody who's in step with what the IRS is doing.
Absolutely.
So that's, I think, something that will bring comfort to the community, that they're getting served by the people who know what they're doing.
Absolutely.
Yes. All of our volunteers have to undergo rigorous training and testing. They have to be certified by the IRS before they can begin meeting with clients. And we have all taken that exam, and it's something.
Ah, okay.
It is something, but... And they've also trained in tax law and different changes there. So, yes, when you come into the space, your work of people, and also a lot of our volunteers are retirees.
Mm.
And these are people who work as CPAs, as accountants, and or worked with the IRS before retirement. So you're really dealing with a very knowledgeable group of people.
And you were talking about the volunteers. We got a couple ways we could go on this. You're talking about the volunteers, and a lot of times you have people who are retired, and you told us the training is extensive. How long does it take to train a volunteer?
To be honest, realistically, it takes a few months,
mm-hmm.
I think, because there's obviously preparing for the exams and getting caught up there, and then the tax law piece, and just a lot of a few state things, especially around like tax rebates and
mm-hmm.
stuff like that. So there's different pieces of information. Now, obviously, you can't retain all of it, and which is why they have I guess like a work guide
mm-hmm.
that they have. So if there's something that they need to kind of look up really quickly when they're with a client, they can. But yeah, the process is, there's a lot to cover.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not like you're going to just do it in 1 week and then you're kind of off the road. So it does take a little bit of time, but I also think it's incredibly rewarding
mm-hmm.
and a great way to give back.
Well, I mean, we operate because of our volunteers at Habitat for Humanity. So I know the importance of having, you know, volunteers coming in and to offer their time like that. How can a person volunteer with VITA?
It's pretty easy. If you visit connectingforgood.org, we have a link under the Get Involved tab. So, and then there's, I believe it's kind of worded like tax preparation, I think is how it's listed. And so once you kind of click through that, it'll take you to a portal. There's a link that you can click on. And if there's a specific site that you're interested in, you can select that. And then we'll get in touch with you and get you prepared. We are probably starting to plan for next year now.
Okay.
But it's never too early to express interest. So if people are interested, I would totally suggest them to sign up and or get in touch with me. My contact information is on there as well. I'd love to speak with them.
Is there a phone number they can call?
Yes, that number is going to be 816-768-8827. And like I said, or Jennifer said, we're always recruiting and we're really excited to, you know, if you have interest for next year, we would love to hear from you now. We'll kind of put you on the back burner and then we'll reach back out late summer, early fall.
All right. So so for those of you who are interested in becoming a VITA volunteer, You will be putting aside a little bit of time for the training, but it's an easy way to, it's easy to sign up. Just call 816-768-8827, and that's a way that you can get involved, or you can go online to the Connecting for Good website, click on the Get Involved button, and that'll give you a link to find out more about the VITA program and volunteering. So do you guys have a lot of volunteers then who come out?
I think right now we think we have about 150 volunteers that we're Wow. utilizing this season, which has been really awesome. These people are really what makes the program work, and we could not do it without them. And so we really appreciate our volunteers. They're definitely great community members, and they're happy to be there, and they're happy to do it. And I think they really enjoy their time with us. And we do have three different positions for volunteers, so we try to match you where you are most comfortable to make sure that you're enjoying your experience as well.
Thanks. Okay. So going back to the tax preparation itself, and a person single, married, it doesn't matter. Anybody can come in. Shatomi, can you tell me, is there any more to the requirements besides the income bracket that you're in, or any other preparation that a person should have before coming in?
Sure, absolutely. Whenever you come at a location, primarily the primary things that are required is obviously your tax forms and your tax documents.
Can I ask you one thing? Do you have to make an appointment?
It depends on the location.
Oh,
so
okay.
The best thing to do is to contact 211, which is the United Way, and they will be able to guide you as far as the best location that you're interested in, and from there they can tell you whether you need to make an appointment or not. Locations that are throughout the greater Kansas City area as well as Kansas, it just depends, you know, on where you go and whether they're walk-in or appointment only.
Mm-hmm. And for those tax novices out there, if you live in Kansas, you go to a Kansas preparer. And if you live in Missouri, you go to the Missouri preparer, because they will have the training for your individual state. Is that right?
That's accurate, but also the beauty of our program is people are trained for both state lines.
Great.
So if they do happen to come to Missouri and work in Kansas or live in Missouri and vice versa, more than likely our qualified volunteers can help them.
Well, what are the documents that they need to bring to have their tax return file?
Sure. The primary thing is making sure that they have their driver's license, some type of form of identification. Also, their Social Security documents or their Social Security card. And any of their tax forms that they have. So whether that's a W-2, whether that is home interest, whatever it is that they have received, bring it. We will go through it and go from there.
And if you're doing the rent rebate, it's very similar, but you want to make sure that you have documentation from your landlord or whoever that you're renting from, and verification of how much rent you've paid through the year, and if you have like a 1099, or make sure to bring that as
and
well.
And what's a 1099?
It's kind of like a W-2. I actually get those. And so, it's basically a W-2 that just kind of says this is how much money you got for a year.
Is that for like a self-employed person?
Exactly. So if you're a contractor or what have you, but there's so many different forms.
Right.
Don't get hung up on the form. Just bring it. And then we will figure it out from there.
And if you're not sure, bring it anyway. Figure it out.
All right. I like that kind of. You're making me feel, I think I know where I'm going. Because I was a little like, okay, where am I going? All right. So, do you do both the federal return and the tax and the state return?
Yes.
And how does that work? Does it, it gets done at the same time?
Is mm-hmm.
it? Do you file electronically or?
Yeah, pretty much all of our returns are filed electronically.
Uh-huh.
If there's some kind of special issue that we're having with it, then might have to do a paper return, but by and large, we file everything electronically. So when a client comes in, sits with the preparer, they'll go through the whole thing. They'll go through the state stuff. And,
okay.
I mean, it's all done.
And there's and this is there any charge for this? I mean, I know you said earlier, but it seems like you're giving so much.
People can visit us at any of our sites. There's no charge.
It's free. Free. How about that?
Electronic filing is free or mailing it in is free. All right. Okay. Glad we're making that point. So one other thing I wanted to know about the tax. When do you stop accepting tax returns? Because everybody's able to start anytime, I guess, in the new year. And then when do you stop?
April 15th.
Okay.
April 15th.
Don't procrastinate. Come in today.
Yes, don't wait till the last minute and you can't figure it out, because guess what? There's hundreds of other people who are waiting to the last minute. Don't be one of them.
Okay.
So if you've got all of your stuff, don't wait. And especially with a lot of the changes in tax law and reform that we've had, especially if you might be owing money, or you think you might be owing money, the earlier you can find that out, the better it is.
Okay.
Because usually the IRS is going to want payment by April 15th.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the sooner the better.
All right. Well, I know when the government was shut down for over 30 days, there was, like, big delays and couldn't get any information. Is that still the case, or how are things now as far as getting their tax refunds?
Everyone's getting their refunds in a pretty timely fashion now. Everything's kind of back to normal for the meantime until something else happens, which, knock on wood, it doesn't. We were still able to work and prepare returns. It's just, you know, once they went to the filing thing, they just weren't getting processed when the shutdown was going on, because next to no one was there. And then once that kind of, and then everything was able to get processed and everyone's able to get their refunds. This, I think the state refunds, or definitely with the tax rebate, those can kind of take a little bit of time.
Okay.
But everything's running smoothly at the moment.
Okay. All right. Well, so for those of you who are concerned that that the IRS was still sluggish, hopefully if you get your paperwork done on time, like Brenna was saying, don't delay. Okay, let me just ask about that. Why do people put off doing their taxes? What do they tell you?
Because they don't like it and it's hard and I'll do it later.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's just, it's confusing, it's complicated. You have to get, like, all of these papers, and maybe people will try to do it themselves, you know, TurboTax or whatever. And once they get past putting in their name and address and phone number and Social Security, they're just like, wow, I'll do it later. So they just kind of save it.
Oh, okay.
and, you know, maybe go back and look at it, save it. Yeah.
Well, I think, I don't know, maybe I've done that.
I think everyone has. Yeah, it can be incredibly overwhelming for people, and I think that's another reason why the service is pretty awesome.
That's,
I think,
great.
Is that, you know, you can just hand it off to someone else, you know, you'll talk with them, answer, like, whatever questions, but someone else who knows what's what and where things have to go can do it for you.
Well, hey, I hope you guys are feeling more comfortable about tax season right now, because I know I am. I'm breathing. I took a deep breath there. I have a little bit of sigh relief. If you have, we're coming at a great place where we can take a break. This is Cowtown Productions, 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio Station. And welcome back. This is Marvita Oliver, and this is Cowtown Conversations. We are joined here today with Ms. Jennifer Williams, Shatomi Lester Edwards, and Brenna Duffy, all from Connecting for Good, and we're talking about the VITA program, Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. We're hoping that we're calming down people, because I know it's a nerve-wracking season, but you know, take a deep breath like we've been hearing with our relationship program. You know, that oxygen goes to your head. He broke that down so well, didn't he? Okay, so right now we were talking about something that could make your heart skip a little bit, and that's back taxes. So, Shatomi, can you tell us a little about how do you deal with that? So you didn't pay your taxes last year and maybe the year before. And so what do you do? How do you get those taxes in?
Right. It's super simple. You know, you might think because you haven't filed that it's quite the process, but it's very similar to the current year. Right. So you make sure that you bring your driver's license, your Social Security card, and whatever tax forms you had in the previous year. We will handle 2 to 3 years back. And most of the time that takes place after tax season. Oh. So April 15th comes along. Right. That's when taxes are due. Need to get everything in by midnight.
OK.
And then around 2 or 3 months afterwards, we will start back up with the back tax season or well, I guess technically, once you pass April 15th, it's back anyway. So anything that you have from previous years or the current year that you didn't make the deadline of April 15th, then we will all definitely work with you too.
Okay, so let me just clarify. So if you missed your if you missed 2017, and you wanted to file for 2018, would a person be able to come in with their back taxes and their present taxes, or would they have to wait for the back taxes?
It's best to wait because, as you can imagine, we have so many people that we work with throughout the community. So we do the current year taxes through April 15th, and then if you have something in 2017, 2016, then come back a couple of months from now.
You're already
and we
late.
Would get, yeah.
The present taxes
you got
have
it. You
priority.
Got it.
So, okay, I hope that makes sense for everybody. I know some of you out there need that. Okay, so we've been talking about the VITA program, Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, and I don't want to, I haven't heard anything from the audience. I'm sure some of you have questions about how to get your taxes done. If you do, you can call us at 816-931-5534. That's 816-931-5534, and you can find out about the VITA Income Tax Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program that is going on at Connecting for Good. And you can also find out about Connecting for Good. Connecting for Good is located at, where are you guys located?
32 Michigan Avenue, between Linwood and 71 Highway. If you want to come and visit the space, you'll just want to park off of Woodland. Mm-hmm. And then the Kansas...
Our Kansas City, Kansas site is at 2006 North 3rd Street, Kansas City, Kansas, and that's just near downtown Kansas City, Kansas, so we're not difficult to find.
Great. Okay, so we would like to know, is there any extra assistance for our senior citizens? Do they get any breaks as far as property tax credits or anything like that?
We absolutely assist with property tax credits, and those are very quick. So, you know, if you come in early, hopefully we can dedicate usually at least one tax preparer to just be doing the property tax credits, because those go a bit faster. So if you come in with one of those, generally we can get you through pretty quick. It doesn't take too long, and we've seen quite a few of those so far this season. So, yeah, make sure you're getting those in.
Yeah, okay. We want to get all the breaks we can. Are there any other breaks, per se, that people need to be aware of to kind of help them, you know?
It really depends on your tax situation. So whatever your tax situation is, just bring in all of your documents, and we will come in and evaluate whatever you have and make sure that we give you the best bang for your buck, if you will.
All right. Okay. So one other question I had about taxes was, how long does it take to do a tax return? So if I come in and I have all my stuff, if I have all my paperwork, will it take me?
Well, you're asking the tough questions now. Because it kind of depends on which site you go to actually complete the tax return. The whole process from when they're actually able to get you started and get you out, I would say takes about an hour. However, sometimes there's a bit of a wait. There might be a line. It kind of just depends on what site you go to.
Okay, so if you don't have all your paperwork, what happens?
We really suggest that you go and get it and then come back at a later time, because we don't want to file anything that would be inaccurate. Mm-hmm. So we want to make sure we're doing everything correctly. And so if you're missing a very important document, we are going to have you go back and get it and come back to us.
Yeah, and sometimes we have people who've been waiting maybe 2 hours and just to get there, and they don't have their Social Security card or some other form that they need, and then they have to leave and then come back another day. And sometimes people do come early, like our hours are 9 a.m., and people will come in at like 7:30 a.m. and wait.
Oh, okay.
So there's coming early, and then there's coming early.
Well, speaking of how people are coming in, the timing and everything, can you tell us the hours and days of operation for you guys?
At Connecting for Good, it's Monday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. On Tuesday, it's 1 p.m. to 7 p.m.
So, Monday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. What were those times again?
That's from 9 to 3, and then Tuesdays from 1 to 7. However, that's only one site. So, if you can't make it to that site, please call 211. We have a variety of days of the weeks that we're open, a variety of times. So, I guarantee that we should be able to find something that will fit your schedule, somewhere that will be open during your free available time. So, go ahead and give 211 a call, and they can tell you about our schedule.
Okay, and thank you so much. And so keep in mind, everyone, the times vary, but you should be able to find a time that will work for you. And we do have a caller on the line. Caller, thank you for calling. Can you tell us your name, where you're calling from, and let us know the question that you have for our visitors from Connecting for Good?
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, good. There's a little noise on the line. I have a question or two. First of all, you mentioned that you think everybody should have a computer in their home. How does that give you an advantage over just going to the library where they have plenty of computers? That's my first question.
And what's your second question?
My second question is, you mentioned something called a renter's rebate. I've never heard of that. What is that?
Okay, so do you want to take the second?
So the first question was, why do you need to have a computer? And the second question was, if you can go to the library. And the second question was, what is the renter's rebate? We don't all have our earphones on.
Well, as someone who, when I was younger, did not have a computer in my house, I did have to go to the library, and that's where I was able to do homework and check my email. And yes, that was great, but it was also really inconvenient because sometimes I didn't want to leave my house. I just kind of wanted to be able to do it at home. So it's more being very a practical matter, mm-hmm. and just having that ready accessibility. And when you have a laptop, you can just pick up and go and use it anywhere. So, you know, I think that that's a pretty good.
You're adding to your costs if you have it in your home. You have to have a connection.
Yeah, and that's the next question. How about that renter's rebate? Can you tell us a little more about that?
Sure, and also too, to go back to the first question, mm-hmm. I think the question was what do you really need as far as your computer is concerned? And keep in mind too, Google also offers low cost internet that they might be able to access. But it's funny, because we sometimes are involved in taxes, we sometimes use jargon. So rent rebate is really a property tax credit.
Okay.
For the state of Missouri, and for the state of Kansas, it's also called the homestead.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And so those two credits are with the state, and it allows you to claim credits that you have paid on your rent and or your mortgage.
Oh, wow.
So whatever documents that you have, more specifically documents from your landlord, mm-hmm. or documents that you receive as far as your mortgage payment.
Oh, good.
Normally they'll give you a yearly document that we can review for the property tax credit or the homestead.
Okay, so that's one way to be prepared when you go to visit, to know to have that proper documentation.
Well, the cancel check much. Any good? Because, you know, I don't know about other people, but I've never received any feedback from a landlord. They just cash your check, and that's the end of it.
Okay, so, well, thanks for the question, because it was a great question. But I'm sure that we, for those of you who are renting, you can either use your receipts that you have or check with your landlord and see if you can get some receipts, copies of receipts from them as well. But thanks for your question, caller.
Okay.
And
can I just add something
sure.
to that as well? Is that the property tax credit is one that the taxpayer initiates, and we can go through, and like I say, it depends what else is on your taxes about whether you would be able to claim that credit. But yeah, so it's one that has to be mailed out, so you do need to have your landlord statement, your tax receipts, or at least something that lists how much the total tax or the total payments for the year.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so is there anything else that we need to know about the tax season, how we can best be prepared? Or can you just summarize maybe one more time for us what we need to bring, how we can contact you guys?
Sure. So, again, we're the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, and we would love to help you do your taxes, and we do them at no cost. You need to be a household that makes under $60,000 for us to assist you with those taxes. Again, there is no charge. I can't stress that enough. And if you call 211, you can find a location near you or when you're available, and just make sure to bring your photo ID, your Social Security card, or a document with your number on it, and then any tax documents that you received, even if you're curious if it should be used or not, go ahead and bring it in and we'll work with you. If you want direct deposit, then also make sure you bring your bank account information, because we want to get that refund to you as quick as possible.
Right.
So don't forget that either.
Oh, thank you so much for mentioning that. Don't forget to bring your bank information so you don't have to call back and get that number. Okay, so that was great. I think there's going to be a lot more people heading your way to do their taxes. But that's only one thing that you guys do at Connecting for Good. What are some of the other things that you do at Connecting for Good, and how can people find out more about them?
So we talked a little bit about them earlier. So we do have like an open lab, so people can come in, they can make copies or, you know, work on a resume or do homework. And we also have computer classes, so, you know, people just can learn the basics, because, you know, a lot has changed since what computers began, and since the 80s, and pretty much every single year there's something new. So people can come in, they can do that. There's the Cisco class, and Cisco is a programming language, so it's that one's quite advanced, but we have that as well. People are able to buy laptops or desktops or monitors, so we offer that as a service, and all of those are donated items.
Oh.
So if anyone is interested in donating, you know, old computers or fax machines, copiers, scanners, please, I mean, we could always use more donations, and no matter kind of what shape it is, if it's like really past its due date, we'll recycle it. But if it can be fixed, it'll be completely refurbished, and whatever it needs to be upgraded will be upgraded, and it becomes like a new machine again, and we'll find, you know, a new home, you know, either in an office. Oh, and that's the other thing that we have. We also provide computer services for smaller nonprofits that are starting up, so mm-hmm. to help them with their tech needs as
okay.
well.
Oh, that's great to know. So you can go in. Now, you talked about those computers. I did have one other tax question, but while we're talking, you talked about those computers. So you're saying someone can come in and they can qualify to get a donated computer? Is that what I heard? Or
You can just purchase it.
Oh, you can purchase it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The prices are incredibly affordable,
I think. Okay.
Considering a new system. So it's a great opportunity for people who are like starting out and getting a new system, or if you just want to replace one and don't want to spend a ton of money.
All right.
So that's a really great thing.
That's
that
great
we have
to know.
For.
Okay. We do have one other question about the taxes. So, okay, you guys help. You have volunteers, great volunteers who are well informed, and they will do your taxes. What if I'm a person, well, I'm used to doing my own taxes. Is there any kind of help for someone like that? Or do you have software or website that they can do their own taxes?
We actually do. It's called My Free Taxes, and it's a collaboration with the United Way and H&R Block.
Say that name again.
MyFreeTaxes.com.
MyFreeTaxes. Okay. MyFreeTaxes.com. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
What My Free Taxes is that it's H&R Block's proprietary software.
Oh, okay.
So if you were going into H&R Block to get your taxes done, this is the system that they would be using.
Uh-huh.
So this is also available. So if people want to do their own taxes, they can use that. Or if they want to start preparing their own taxes, but they need a little help, guess what? You can come to our lab and someone will sit with you and kind of answer questions, and you can get assistance that way.
Okay.
And it does federal, and you can do up to 5 state returns if you've got a very colorful life. Because I live where you're in different places.
Uh-huh.
So you have that. And then it's archived, so if you need to print it out again, you can come back and print that out. And that's a really excellent service that we have.
Yeah, and that's important. Because a lot of times, especially when people are applying for different things that requires forms, they need to be able to access back that information.
Absolutely.
So that's really great that you can do that, sit down and get that kind of help. So we have heard so much about taxes today. I am like feeling much more comfortable. I think my tax anxiety went away. And I hope it did for those of you who are listening to the program today. We've been talking with Jennifer Williams, Chitomi Lester Edwards, and Brenna Duffy. They're all some well-informed ladies from Connecting for Good, and they're part of the VITA program, which is a Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. That's an organization that helps those with low income, less than $60,000 per household. So they help those people file their income taxes. And they're also helping people with see the vision of Connecting for Good, which is connected communities through digital equity. And so we do want to say thank you, ladies, one more time for visiting us.
Thank you so much.
Is there anything else that you want to say about what's going on at Connecting for Good that we may need to know about in the upcoming future besides getting our taxes done there?
Well, if you visit connectingforgood.org, that will have a list of all of our programming and events, so people can visit that.
All right. Well, there you go. Visit connectingforgood.org. And if you want to know more about VITA and get your taxes done, you can call 211. Isn't that so easy? Oh, my goodness. And so you guys, please do that. Thanks again, ladies, for joining us. You know, at Cowtown Conversations, we never end the show without our Community Minute. So what we have coming up at a lot of mayoral candidate forums, the Links will host a mayoral candidate forum tonight at Bruce Watkins Center, located at 3700 Blue Parkway, from 6 to 8 p.m. Ivanhoe will be hosting a How to Kickstart Your Garden event presented by Kansas City Community Gardens on Tuesday, March 12th, from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Ivanhoe Neighborhood Building, located at 3700 Woodland. KKFI, who just recently celebrated our 31st birthday, they're going to be helping out in a partnership at All Souls Church to host a mayoral forum on Saturday, March 9th, from 3 to 5 p.m. All Souls Church is located at 4501 Walnut. You can come out and meet the candidates running to be the next mayor of Kansas City. And Habitat KC is still accepting applications for no-interest mortgage housing until Friday, March 8th. They're located at 1423 Linwood Boulevard, KCMO. 816-924-1096. The fire department, hey, they're still willing to install free smoke detectors for you. You can find out more information about smoke detectors and fire prevention by calling 816-513-4610. And speaking of establishing good relationships with the community, contact your local precinct for information about your community interaction officer or your CIO. The police department will send someone out to help you learn how to make your home less attractive to criminals. And you can probably find more about that by dialing 211 also. So for Cowtown Conversations, I want to say thank you so much. Don't forget, you can be more connected in your community digitally. You don't want to be living in the old ages where it's not just about not being able to use the computer, but it's about having access to more information and having access to more opportunities. So don't miss out on this, you guys. Make sure you check out connectingforgood.org. Thanks again. This is Cowtown Conversations. I'm Marvita Oliver. You're listening to KKFI 90.1 FM, Kansas City Community Radio Station.